He shook his head. This doesn't make sense. I don't know why they'd need most of it at all. A few of these are used for car engines, like the propylene glycol, so they might have needed that. But the others are common oxidizers. I squinted at him. In English, please? Chemicals that blow things up. Potassium perchlorate and sodium nitrate are used as fuels for things like fireworks, he explained. They're not hard to find. If our brothers wanted to get their hands on them, they wouldn't have had to drive 3 hours to Wisconsin. They could find them in St. Cloud. So, if they went to Crescent Cove 2 summers ago, it must have been for a different reason. To meet somebody, maybe. Yes. And that was why I'd come here, risking sheer mortification with that pit of my stomach unease, just to ask Donovan that question. I figured he'd know about stuff like this. And I could work with his conclusion. I could do something now. I only wished we'd had this clue 2 years ago. But in my excitement, I made a stupid tactical mistake. I can't wait to talk to that person, I murmured, realizing my error the instant the words were in midair. I tried to cover it up by smiling and shuffling my feet. Unfortunately, Donovan wasn't fooled. His dark eyebrows rose slowly. You're going there? When? I took a step back, regretting having requested the closed office door. We did not, perhaps, need this much privacy after all. I said, shrugging and reaching for the journal. It's not really set. Okay. This was a blatant lie. I had my excursion all planned, right down to my alibi for the weekend. No one would mind or even really notice. Not unless, like my brother, I happened to go missing the summer after my high school graduation, too. This worrisome thought distracted me. It was only for a second, but that was long enough for Donovan to snatch the journal from my grasp and say again, Aurora, when are you going? Much as I preferred to keep him and everyone else out of it, maybe it would be wise to tell at least one person my real whereabouts, just in case. I sighed. Tomorrow at noon, after I'm done with my shift at work. At the grocery mart? I nodded, not surprised he remembered that was where I had my part-time job. I'd felt his eyes track me when we were out of public. I knew he'd been aware of me all this time, just as I'd been aware of him. Unfortunately, the foolish crush I had on him only went one way. I won't be gone long, 2 days at most. In my mind, I'd already begun formulating the questions I wanted to ask in Crescent Cove. Seemingly innocent things that might draw out the responses I needed. I was sure if I asked just the right question to just the right person, the truth would be spontaneously revealed to me by their hands, their eyes, their vocal tone, their posture. I didn't need their words. Soon, I'd know what happened to my brother and his best friend. And then this deadening sense of helplessness would have to stop. Donovan was shaking his head again. With his army buzz cut long gone, his dark hair grazed the back of his black crew neck t-shirt, a faded tribute to the Who. Appropriate band for him. Who are you? Donovan McCafferty. Who? He flipped through a few more journal pages and glanced at the wall calendar, stroking one of his sideburns in thought. June's muscle car babe, the calendar proclaimed, showing a tanned blonde, her hair feathered a la Farrah Fawcett Majors, clad in a skimpy cherry red bikini and leaning like a slutty go-go dancer across the hood of an equally cherry red Ford Mustang. I gagged a little. Do you know Johansson's Diner in Alexandria? He said suddenly. Sure, I replied. Everyone knew it. The owners served some of the better Norwegian specialties in the area. Good. There aren't many spaces out in front, but they have that free public parking garage across the street. Park on the second level. I'll meet you there at 1 p.m. tomorrow, and we'll drive to Crescent Cove together. What? No, I said, my irritation rising. I'm not going there with you. I'm not going with anyone. He stared at me for a very long moment, opened the office door and motioned me out. He followed, locked up behind us, and led me to the parking lot while clicking closed the third and last garage door. Then he pulled out his car keys and strode over to his Trans Am, turning to me a second before hopping in. "You sure as hell are, Aurora." Too late, I realized he was still holding the journal. I broke into a run after him. "Donovan, give me the—" But he'd already started the engine and was partway to the street. He rolled his window down and added, "I need to read it tonight. You'll get it back tomorrow in Alexandria. Be there at 1:00. Then he sped away.